found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road while he poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine, the kind that restoreth my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. He poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine, the kind that restoreth my soul.
He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road, and he poured in the oil and the wine.
Somebody said, I'm not sure you think nor sung them.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We'll sing that, brother. How many feels your shackles are gone?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
You know, we're meant to be Pentecostals.
Amen.
Pentecostals. No ice cubes, but fire's what we want. He never sent them a nice cube by night, but he sent them fire. And when the day of Pentecost was surely come, cloven tongues of fire rested on each one of them, the fire of God. It will torch the devil. He needs torch. But John says, when you get him down, put your boot in him. Spiritually, you need to hit him, for he'll hit you. Amen. My shackles are gone.
Amen.
Praise God.
My shackles are gone. My spirit is free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He lifted me. My sins are forgiven. Shackles are gone, my spirit
morning. Praise God, praise God. If anyone wants to say thank you, Jesus, I want you to do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Heavenly Father, we worship you. We praise you. Lord, you inhabited the praises of your people. Lord, we know that your ear has ever opened our cry. Your arm is not shortened, but you're able to hear. You're able to answer. Lord, you're only a prayer away. We invite the Holy Spirit to fill us, to thrill us. Come in, oh God. Drive the devil back in the name of Jesus. Move in every home, in every situation, in every life. Let the power of God come in this room. Come in their lives afresh, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, touch your people. Touch every brother, every sister, every boy, every girl, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for another Pentecost in the name of Jesus this morning, for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost to come upon your people in the name of the Lord. Lord, touch Mary Madison, we pray again. Lord, you've touched her. Touch her again in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Malkison in the name of Jesus. Candace, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break every yoke, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, we pray, in the name of the Lord. Father, we invite the Holy Spirit. Help us to bring your word. Liberate your people as we come around the table of the Lord. May there be the bread from heaven broke amongst us, Lord, and the Holy Ghost in this room, discerning in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh God, loose your people. Let the Holy Spirit come upon them. May the gifts of God be stirred up amongst us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Tongues and prophecies, signs and wonders in your name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. We were empty. We were down. But Lord, you condescended. Hallelujah. And you lifted us up in the heavenly places, seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And Lord, you ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We worship you, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, come amongst us. May we feel and know the anointing of God. May the yokes be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, we don't want just an ordinary service, because the Holy Ghost is just not anybody, but it's a supernatural power of God coming on your people. Oh Lord, grant it, I pray. In the name of Jesus, stir us, oh God, that we may magnify the name of the Lord. Bless your people. Strengthen that brother, that sister. We asked again for Davy Jones, Lord. Oh God, touch that man. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, may he know the power of God coming on him. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Just maybe say that, praise God. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this morning. And I messaged Brother Keith some few days ago, and I messaged back this morning. And I was asking about Sister Candace, and he was telling me that she had a, you know, they put the little thing in to drain fluid out of your body, you know, and they had a wee thing in her lung to drain the fluid out, and they took it out, sewed her up, and sent her home to die. And that Sunday after that happened, she ministered a word to the Sunday school, and today, Sunday again, she's going to by singing and the leading the song worship. But they'd send her home to die. I'm not condemning the medical, but there's a man called Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a man called Jesus. Jack Cole met a woman and her husband many years ago, and she said all hope's gone. They'd given her up to die, sent her home to die. And he shouted out, "Be of good cheer."
Amen.
And she said, "What did you say?" And he said, "I said, be of good cheer." And he took her in the little side bed and prayed for her. And then he told her husband to go with her and check under her clothes for the tumor. And they could no longer find it.
Amen.
In an instant, in a moment. Now that was a gift of miracles.
Amen.
That's the thing that the modern church tells us we don't need. If ever there was a day... If ever there was a time in the church history for we need the power of God, it's today like never before. If ever we said we believe in a restoration coming into the earth in the 19th century to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith, it is that day. We need the power of God like never before. We're facing a devil that's real. And we need the full armor of God in every single thing that God's given us. Tell our artillery. We need it. Hallelujah. We don't need anything left on the shelf. But we need to get all the guns and the ammunition down spiritually. Every sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The explosive power of God down of every shelf. And get it polished. And into operation in the house of God. We need the power of God. We need men and women that will fall under an inspiration of prayer intercessory, that will lay out before God and pray for the supernatural gifts of God to come on them. That's what we need today in the church. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning? I tell you, we're serving a supernatural God with supernatural power and supernatural ability, and we need the power of God. We need God's power. And I want to tell you this morning, God's power is available. The devil wants you to condemn you so that you will not pray, because he knows when the weakest of the weak begin to pray, he fears and he trembles, because God has given us prayer to do. And the Bible says, lifting up holy hands, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's on the throne this morning. He's real. He's alive. He can do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. Albert Chambers, many years ago, when preaching, and I used to have the sermon, but my Uncle John here gave me it. I played it and played it. It was on the front of it. There was a clock, and it said the move of the Holy Spirit. I kept playing it and listening to it, and it broke, and I fixed it. I re-recorded it and kept on playing it. I don't know how many times I listened to it, but it done me good. But there's one thing he said. He said, refuse to be anything other than real. Be yourself. If God meets you in your life, continue to be that. And if you're quiet, go that way. But just be real. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to be something else. Be real. And God will fill you. And God will use you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My, I tell you, I don't know what this is for the notes I have here, because... Amen. Is the Lord good? God wants us to have fellowship. I'm going to talk a bit about fellowship this morning. Let's turn to Exodus 25, and we're going to talk about the golden table. And I'm going to go a little bit different than this morning, if I can, and I might leave... Well, you know, I could just open this Bible and preach this morning. Amen. God is good. Every time. Samuel Yaldi from Burkina Faso. Let me tell you something. Brother Samuel Yaldi from Burkina Faso, I was working down the back road going into Belfast. What do you call that place, brother? Dunmurray. And I saw a man walking up the road, and the Holy Spirit spoke in me and said, go and stop that man and call him over. So I said to Brother Ian, go and get him and bring him to me. We never seen him before, brother. He was a black man in Dunmurray. This is a good lot of years ago. And Ian went and got him and said, there's a man over here wants you. And he came over, and I introduced myself to him, and he was a minister from Burkina Faso that had churches that came to Ireland to learn Greek and Hebrew. And we invited him to our little fellowship back over in the old schoolhouse. Many remember that. Amen. Now, his English was limited, but he was a great young man. Hallelujah. Other places are meant to have him, and they never had him. I'll guarantee you if he'd have been wearing a gold tie, they'd have had him. I'm not being funny, I'm being real. Silver spoon in his mouth, someone would have had him. But they didn't give him many openings, but God had an opening for him. And he came to us, he blessed us. And that was his phrase. God is good every time. Amen. And God is good every time. I contacted Samuel Yaldi some time back. I don't even know how I got in contact with him because the years have passed. And he's pastoring two churches now. And the Lord's using him mightily. And he's seen people getting saved and healed by the power of God. He was Pentecostal.
Amen.
It's great not to be Pentecost, but to be Pentecost.
Amen.
There's a difference.
Amen.
There's Pentecost, then there's Pentecost. May the Lord help us to be Pentecost, not Pentecost. Amen. Let's read this, verse 23, praise God, because I'm wasting time and I don't have the time to waste. Praise God. Verse 23 of Exodus 25, and keep your finger in this portion, I might turn back to it. And shall also make a table of shittim wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 2 cubits the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt make unto it a border of an hand's breadth round about, and thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof round about, and thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places of the staves to bear the table. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them of gold, that they, the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and the spoons thereof, and the covers thereof, and the bowls thereof, to cover withal. A pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread. Now that means the bread of faces. Before me always. You could read Exodus 37 as well, but I won't read it for the sake of time, but it describes the bread and the 12 cakes of bread. Now this very idea of the table set before us. Maybe a brother put the photograph up of the table. That's your tabernacle. When you're looking in into the holy place, when you come through the door at the front, your table's on your right, and your golden candlesticks or menorahs on your left. Then at the bottom is a golden altar of incense. And there's 12 cakes of bread on this table, 6 in a row. Now that, some of the pictures might be accurate because they're in rows. Other ones are more accurate. There's different pictures. Some of them's in a row like that, 6 and 6. But nevertheless, it's 12. 6 in a row. Now this table immediately introduces us to the thought of fellowship. Fellowship. And I want to say this morning, I was thinking and I sat in the service and I prepared this service, this message, and I was thinking as I came here this morning, there's one thing in homes that the devil wants to get you and me away from, that's sitting around a table for dinner. the table spread. And this is God's table this morning. The Word of God is God's table, God's food, God's Word. And this instance, fellowship with God and fellowship with the people of God. 1 John 1 verse 3 tells us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. God brings us into fellowship with Him through Christ. Do you realize there is no other avenue? There is no other way for any person to come into fellowship with God other than God's provided way. And God's provided way is not a building or a pope or a minister. God's provided way is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. Jesus is the only way, the absolutely only way. Don't even think of another way. Joel Osteen in America was questioned on Oprah Winfrey's show, and he was asked, is there other ways? And he said there was. Well, he's a liar. Amen. And I don't mind calling him out publicly. Amen. That's against the Word of God. Amen. And there's no lie as dangerous as a half-truth. And the devil said, has God said? To leave. And then the Bible warns in the New Testament, lest ye be deceived as Eve was, from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Buddha is not the way, because Buddha's grave has his bones still in it. He never rose from the dead. Muhammad never rose from the dead. His bones are in the grave. But Jesus Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. He's risen. Seated at the right hand of the Majesty. I know I'm getting excited. I'm sorry, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I can assure you this morning, old Johnny Red Sox, that sits on seven hills with the fish God hat on, is not the way either. He is the false way. He is Antichrist because he's anti-word. That makes him Antichrist. He's against the things of God. He said, don't come to Jesus, come to me. I wouldn't go to him for a cup of water, for he couldn't give me one. But Jesus says, come and drink the water of life freely. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is the way. In verse 23 of Exodus 25, the table was made. And I want you to see two materials from which the table is made. And these two materials is the wood and the gold. And the wood speaks to us of the humanity of Christ. And the gold speaks to us of the deity. And may I say this morning in this service, absolutely, I do not believe Jesus is just deity, but I believe he is absolutely supreme deity. There's a difference. You don't have to amen that if you don't want to. That's all right. But if you think he's our God, that's up to you. But I don't believe in three gods in the Godhead. I believe in one. One God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And Jesus is that God made flesh. Hallelujah. There's three offices, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one God the whole time. God condescending, coming down, revealing himself through each age, each generation, coming right up to the mystery of God revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. The table was made from wood also. And you know this wood grew also in the forests, in dry ground, very dry soil, and was found in large quantities in the wilderness back where they got this wood from. Isaiah 53 verse 2, follow these scriptures. for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. And as a root out of dry ground, he have no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. This table speaks to us of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spurgeon called him the God man. That's what Spurgeon called him. While the table was made of wood, it was also overlaid with gold. Verse 24 of Exodus 25. He was God, yet truly man. You know, there was never a point when Jesus wasn't God. I've heard preachers try to dethrone him from what he is. You know that he sort of wasn't really God. But my Bible says he was God. And I'll tell you, if he's not God, we're in trouble. If he's just a man, we've no salvation. He was more than a man. His blood was supreme blood. His blood was God's blood. His blood had no trace, no dot of original sin in it. There's no other man can say that. My Bible doesn't say that he was given a little of the Spirit or the measure of the Spirit, but my Bible says he received the Holy Ghost without measure. The fullness, not the part, of the Godhead bodily dwelt in him. Some people try to make men today on a power with Jesus. That's false to start with, I have to tell you. That is false teaching. You cannot put nobody else on a par with Jesus. He's on his own.
Amen.
Only begotten means unique, special.
Amen.
He's the only one begotten. We're sons, but we're not begotten. He's the only begotten son. How many understands that?
Amen.
Absolutely special and unique. He was God, yet truly man, without no stage that he wasn't God. As the Prince preacher says, Spurgeon, the God man, the gold, the chiefest of the medals of the emblem, represents divine glory. Your gold. Combined with the word on the table of showbread. 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. Received up to glory. He said, I come from God and I go back to God. He said, I have power to lay my life down and I have power to take it up again. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, you're not even 50. This is the one we're talking about. We're talking about the one that says all things are made by him and for him, and without him was not anything made that's made. And the Bible goes further and says all things consist by him, or they're maintained by him.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Amen.
He maintains this world. Whether you want to believe it or not, God maintains it. It's all in his hands. Isaiah 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? You have to get the understanding you're working with more than a man. Yet he was a man. He was a man. But yet he was God. Hallelujah. Now, I wrote this out again because I had this wrote some time back when I was studying, and I wrote it again. Now remember, there's no lies, dangers, it's a half-truth, and it is a half-truth about Jesus to maintain he is a man. If a man preaches to you and shows you Jesus is a man, that's right. But if he stops there, that's not all the truth. That's a half-truth. What the man has said is right. He is a man, but he's more than a man. Amen. You know the story, for the woman went to William Branham. She said, now hold on, Brother Branham. You're making far too much of Jesus. And he says, that's great, sister. And she says, oh no, it's not. She says, you're making him out to be God. And he says, praise God. You're catching it. Ah, but she says, how long? He wept in the boat, yes. He cried at the tomb of Lazarus, yes. But when he stood up in the boat and said, peace be still, creation of hell. When he said at Lazarus' grave, come forth, Lazarus. Do you ever think why he said the name Lazarus? Because it all arose.
That's right.
Some of you might believe that, but I don't care why you do or not. That will make no difference to me. I believe it.
Right.
That's the thing about it, you know. You see, when you're convinced that someone will try and change a man's mind, that's an experience. You're never going to do it. But we know Lazarus rose, didn't he? And he said, loose him and let him go. If someone says that he's a man and that's all they say about him, then he has told you a half-truth. Here is the profound and simple truth. This man was also God. He was as genuinely God as he was as genuinely man. This great truth is illustrated by the occasion when his parents lost him. Me and your father sought you. Now that was a lie. Joseph was not his father. Had she forgotten already the experience you had? Because the Bible says the Holy Ghost overshadowed the Virgin Mary. Now some people spend a lot of time making out God to be one person and the Holy Spirit another person. But my Bible says that God is the Father of Christ. Is that right? And the same Bible says that Mary conceived by the Holy Ghost. Now they're two different people. We're in trouble, but they're not. That's the same God. God is a spirit. How many believes God's a spirit?
Amen.
God is a spirit. And the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. God was his father. Why then would you say me and your father sought ye? Well, he was a stepfather or an earthly father. Now you know when you look the lineage of Jesus up, he comes under it, is that right? He comes under the names. Is that the truth? He does. But we know ultimately God was his father. See, it's all a revelation. It's a revelation. Let me read you this statement. Here is Jehovah, the Old Testament, the God of the Amen. Here is Jesus of the New Testament, the God of the Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. There it is again. Jehovah, the Old Testament, is Jesus of the New. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. The New Testament does not reveal another God. It is a further revelation of that one and same God. Christ did not come down to make himself known. He did not come to reveal the Son. He came to reveal and make known the Father. He never talked about two gods. He talked about one God. And now in this last age, we've come back to the capstone revelation. The most important revelation of the Godhead, of the whole Bible, that Jesus is God. The most important revelation.
That's right. Amen.
And that's the thing that's attacked.
That's right.
Amen. Now let's tell the truth here. In 325 AD at the Nicene Council, they find the early disciples were baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ and they introduced the Trinity.
That's right.
And they brought in three titles.
Right.
And they changed the interpretation of the Word of God to titles instead of the name. That's the truth now. Now I know some people might like to hear it. It makes no difference to me whether they like to hear it or not. That's the truth. That's what I stand for here in Omega Ministries. I believe you baptize not in titles but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit now. One God. We don't believe in three gods. One God. Now that one God had a son. And he dwelt in him. And that one son came and he died for us on the cross of Calvary. And God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he sent back the Holy Ghost in his name. But it's the same God the whole time. It's not another God. Same God. Amen. The most important revelation, the whole Bible, Jesus God. He and the Father are one. There is one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You say, Brother Tom, I don't know about that. My Bible says he came in his Father's name. It also says another will come in his own name. Him they will receive. world today will follow anything. That's the truth. They'll follow anything at all. The COVID's proved that. It's proved what they'll follow, and it's also proved that some of the men that made the laws broke them. They broke the laws they made. Now, I'm not being critical of that, because every one of us would probably do it. You say, I would never do it, brother. I'm upstanding gentleman. Let me tell you, every one of us could break someone with a neck. And don't ever think you couldn't, because you'll do it before you get out the door. It's only God that keeps us. But nevertheless, doesn't change the fact where that man done was wrong. But I don't want to get waylaid in that this morning. The table had it, you know, in the table had opponent and all around it a border of gold. Verse 24 and 25 of Exodus 25. And this border around the table was in the form of a crown. And a crown, of course, is a symbol of sovereign authority and power. Now you know Jesus says, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. The devil is not sovereign power and authority, Jesus says. Can you say amen to that in here? Hallelujah. Like a brother said when he's at the start, we'll put a bit of effort into it, goodness. Amen means let it be. Now I don't want you just getting quiet in me. Then Brother Andrew will come next week. And there'll be people here that I never knew was here before. We'll have new people.
Amen.
You'll hear them all over this meeting. Give it a shout if it's real. Not just because of me, you're amen in the word of God.
Amen.
How many believes that? That's the truth.
That's true.
And I'm looking forward to brother coming next week. This crown speaks of his sovereignty, his authority. The crown speaks to us, Christ risen from the dead, ascended on high. He's not in the grave. The grave had no power to hold him. He's risen. The tomb is empty. He has all power and authority in heaven and on earth. Philippians 2 verse 9. Wherefore God also highly exalted him.
Amen.
And given him a name which is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ is the highest name.
Amen.
That's why Spurgeon said when he went in and the man was almost dead. He said he just whispered the name of Jesus. And he got up out of the bed and lived. Hallelujah. One of the best miracles I ever seen was Lester Cimarron. And I used to have the old video of it. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Lester Cimarron. Lester Cimarron is a man that you hear the testimony of. He was American. And he went as a young man to Wigglesworth's house. And he told him, what's that you've under the arm? And he had a newspaper under his arm. And he said, you better leave it outside because you're not coming in here with them lies. He says, I would not let that into my house. Now all of us is guilty because of all television and stuff like that. And it's full of lies. That's the truth. Am I telling the truth or not? Certainly it's full of lies. Fake news is on every day of the week. But he wouldn't let him in with a newspaper. And you know the thing about it, he didn't come in and ask them about this and ask them about that. He opened the Bible and read for an hour, and then he prayed with him for an hour. And then he said, I'll have to go. Cheerio. On you go. He near chased him. He was actually in shock when he left. And he didn't know what to think of it. But as he went down the road, he said to himself, you know, I got something. And he did. And then he was back again, the great fellowship. But Lester Cimarron went out to a country. He flew in, and then they went on donkeys and stuff, and then they walked, brother, wherever it was. They never heard the gospel. And he went up there, and there was a chief up there, and he had all these wooden symbols of false gods, and there's a wee girl dying. There she was. And the chief done all his wee spells over her, and they were near naked the way they were dressed. I have videos of T.L. Osborne and they are naked in the videos. You remember when I showed them on the Wednesday nights, I stopped showing them because of that. They were the real thing where he went out to. They were naked, the people were heathens. But God saved them.
Amen.
Clean naked. You know, William Branham said of the Holy Ghost in Africa made the women cover and dress themselves. And then modern Pentecost says they have the Holy Ghost and they strip themselves off. Something's wrong.
Amen.
Something is wrong.
Amen.
It's not the same Holy Ghost they got. Is that the truth?
Amen.
But I tell you, Lester Simmerwell up there, that woman was laying out. That wee girl, and she's almost dead, and that old chief run round a fire, and he done all sorts of spells. And Lester Simmerwell was exhausted, and he got him out of his bed. And he's just praying a simple prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. And up she died.
Amen.
Off of that guy. And that old chief, I can see him, I could act him for you. He run all over the show. And he gathered up every bit of word of false gods he had and he burned them. And that whole tribe was converted to Jesus Christ in one service. That's the power of God. That's the book of Acts. Now he got something when he went to Wigglesworth. And I tell you, Reinhard Bonnke was going through England, and I'm going to say this publicly. Reinhard Bonnke got more in 10 minutes with George Jeffreys than he got in 4 years in a Bible school. I'm going to say it again in case somebody has missed it. He got more in 10 minutes with George Jeffreys than he got in 4 years in a Bible school. And the day he called in to see George Jeffreys, and weren't going to let him in, and he heard a booming voice, so let him come in. And George Jeffreys come down and prayed for Reinhard Bonnke. And Reinhard Bonnke said the power of God went through him from the top of his head to his big toes. And you don't need me to tell you, but that man seen people saved. He was used to God. God is real. Fellowship.
Hallelujah.
This table represents fellowship. I'm only going to have 5 more minutes. I'm going to have to do communion, because I'm wasting too much time. Hebrews 2 verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Jesus tasted death for us, so that we could live. That's why he tasted death, so that we could live. And one day, every knee shall bow. One day, every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. One day they will bow before him. Every king, every magistrate, everyone will bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords this morning. Hallelujah. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to have to come around the communion table. I know I have a lot more to say, but it'll keep. That's one thing about God's word. It keeps. And it keeps you. It keeps me. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Now, God wants us to examine ourselves. A lot of people would examine us, wouldn't they? And I'll tell you, somebody that examines you is the devil. And he'll tell you you're not worthy. And you know all you have to do to him? You just point him to a man called Jesus. To a man called Jesus. He was worthy. And he took your place and he took my place on the cross. And he gave us the imputation of his righteousness. Hallelujah. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We need to line up with the Word of God. It's not line up with some church ethics, because every church could have different ethics. How many understand what I'm saying? It's lining up with the Word of God. And that's what we want to do, line up with the Word of God. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not to gather on the condemnation, the rest will I set in order when I come. I'm going to ask the deacons to come, and we're going to have communion, and somebody feels to sing a wee chorus or anything. You know, I want you to do that. Praise God.